Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We miss college football.
Drops back, pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline, and it's intercepted. Intercepted, Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline. Breaks the tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, 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 Georgia. Let the celebration begin.
We can't wait for the 2022 season.
Rice gets it, backpedals into the end zone. Loads up, looks long. He's got good.
We're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
We're almost there. You can think around the auto parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earlier today, the QB battle is over at Pitt. They'll open up their season welcoming in West Virginia, and their QB1 is going to be Keaton Slovis, formerly of the USC program. And now we're going to see what he could do at the Pitt squad this year, who are the reigning ACC champs. Keaton, first off, congratulations. Thanks for the time. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So take me through today or yesterday when you found out that you won the job and how Coach told you.
Yeah, obviously been in communication with Coach for a while about, what they want to see from me, how we're doing. Always felt good about it, but just found out, really a few days ago. And, again, I was excited. But, again, the mentality as a quarterback, as a competitor, is always that you think you're going to be the guy. So, it's kind of business as usual. Everyone's kind of asking me, what's changed? We're preparing for next Thursday, and we've got a great team. We're all really excited.
When you entered the transfer portal, leaving behind a really good school in USC, what led you to Pitt? Why did you want to be a Pitt Panther?
I just kind of let the phone, picked up any phone call I got. And frankly, the opportunity at Pittsburgh was the most exciting. They returned a bunch of guys. I love Coach Narduzzi and talking to him and talking about what he was building and their mentality and their culture. To me, it really just seemed like a perfect fit, all things considered. And, ever since I've been here, it's been not everything and more. The guys have really impressed me. They've been super welcoming, and got a great group of guys here. And, again, really excited to play with them this year.
Were there other schools that were under serious consideration, or is this, really just a no-brainer once you got that phone call from Pitt that they were interested in you?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I kind of just narrowed it down to the few schools that I think were ready to compete now. I only got 2 years eligibility left, so I wasn't thinking about, complete a school that's kind of rebuilding with a brand new head coach and a roster. But again, to me, kind of when I narrowed it down, it really did kind of set itself apart. I think at the time, sitting down with my dad, kind of going through the pros and cons, the only con I had was, you know, I didn't know who Pitt's OC was going to be, and you know, we wouldn't know until I got there. And again, that question's been answered pretty quickly. So again, that was really the only question mark. And you know, I really no doubt once Coach said I'd be involved in that, you know, process with him. And you know, we obviously hired Coach Signetti, who's been awesome. So been really excited about everything so far.
How about the weather? Because, hey, I know you're a football player. You'll show up, you play anywhere, but you go from Southern California to Pittsburgh. I know you haven't experienced that bad weather yet, but if you guys are as good as what you think you can be, you'll eventually get that bad weather.
Definitely. It really hasn't been too bad. You know, I grew up in Arizona, so being able to see the snow and experience it, it's been kind of exciting for me. Everyone's kind of annoyed with the dreary skies and, you know, the occasional snow, all the rain. And, you know, for me, it's kind of nice because I need a break from that sun every once in a while.
Keaton Slovis here with us. When I look back at your USC career, it was so unexpected with how you got on the field with all the injuries. You had a lot of success early with the 30 touchdowns. You had a good year, but it was a shortened season because of COVID in the following season. And last year, you had to deal with an injury, and there was a lot of changes at USC. How do you reflect with your journey and your time at USC?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of positives and, you know, some things you look back on and wish were a bit different. As a whole, you know, I learned a lot. It was a great experience. But again, I think, you know, for the most part coming in, I was really just looking for stability once I entered the portal. Again, I think when they had the 5-7 year before I got there, and that kind of led to, you know, every year, every loss, kind of the question mark, you know, what they're going to do with the head coach and if coaching get fired. And you know, obviously, the last year that kind of came to fruition with their decision to fire him. So, again, you know, a lot of great memories and a lot of you know, lessons of adversity and how to handle it. So, you know, I look back at that as a, you know, great learning opportunity.
I know your focus with the task that is at hand at Pitt, and there's been a lot of changes at USC, like you were talking about. But still, there's a lot of guys in that locker room that you know. I know you're all in on Pitt, but do you still talk to some of those former teammates of the Trojans?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was actually out there, I think I was training or something, and, you know, one of our guys had a grad party, so I stopped by and saw, like, 5-10 of them. You know, they're, you know, my closest guys on the team, and, you know, we still stay in contact. They call me every so often. So, you know, you might not be teammates, but those relationships last, hopefully, forever.
Keaton Slovis here with us, the new starting quarterback at Pitt. What have been your early impressions of Coach Narduzzi?
He's awesome. He's a tough guy. You know, he coaches a tough football team. Obviously, defensive guy, which is a bit of a change of pace for me. I've never really had a defensive head coach, but it's fun. It's fun going out there every day and competing with the defense, and we practice really hard, and that's really been an environment for me. I come out and see the way they practice, and you know, I'm kind of used to it now. But I was like, man, this is awesome. This is kind of what builds you know, great programs. It pillars itself on, and really the preparation and how that all goes into your game preparation. But, you know, it all starts there. And, you know, it started spring ball. I was like, man, this is different. And it's really been exciting to be part of.
So you don't sense any complacency after this program won the ACC championship a year ago?
No, definitely not. This is, you know, man, I'm just the quarterback. So I don't get hit during camp. But, man, it's been a long camp. It's been awesome to kind of see the guys go out and compete. We're hitting a lot. And, yeah, I'm really excited for this year. And, no, definitely none of that around the building.
We know Pitt's put some legendary players in the NFL, Dan Marino, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitz, Darrell Revis. We go on and on and on. Going into this year, though, and you guys return a lot of players from a year ago, naturally there's going to be some changes, too, just with the landscape of the sport. It feels like Pitt's not getting that respect, and people just assume that it's going to be Clemson getting their thrown back in the ACC. Do you feel like this Pitt program is flying under the radar a little bit and not getting a lot of love and respect that they deserve?
Maybe. You know, I think that the biggest thing about, you know, this team, what we talk about is, you know, we're really concerned with what the outside people think about us or what they're saying about us. You know, we're only worried about the guys in the building and what's said in between the walls of our team room. So, again, those people can say that stuff. You know, we can be doubted, but, you know, come game time, come the season, you know, we're going to do everything we can to, you know, if they're saying that, prove them wrong.
Talking to Keaton Slovis, I know he's no longer at Pitt, but he's staying in the area pretty much the same, you know, the exact same stadium too. Kenny Pickett now trying to win out a starting job with the Steelers. Have you had any relationship with Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I actually met Kenny last year at the Manning camp. So when I was at USC, I've had a good amount of time to spend with Kenny. He's awesome. But then obviously this year when he came back for Pro Day, I got to see him again. I got to see him throw a bit, and it's awesome to have him around the corner. It's cool, you know, when the Steelers practice, we can always pop our heads out and see how they're doing. So it's cool to have him around there, and you know, obviously all the quarterbacks, all the guys on the team, you know, they all know him too. So it's awesome to have him here.
What did he tell you about the university?
You know, just really about the, when I called him the last time I really fully talked to him about it, it was probably, at spring practice. And he was just talking about how, you know, really underrated the receiving corps is. A lot of guys who don't get talked about and how great they are. And he was kind of like, you see what I'm talking about now? And I was like, yeah, man, we got some ballers in that room. So I talk about Jared Wayne, Kanate Mumfield. You know, there's a few guys I'm missing. You know, I'm talking about Bub Means. You know, there's a lot of guys that I think are really, really underrated in that room. And, you know, Kenny was kind of alluding to that when he's talking to me.
Keaton Slovis here with us. Last year when we talked to you right before the start of the season, your name was being mentioned in the Heisman watch and the Heisman conversation. We know it didn't go the way that you wanted to last year with the coaching change, you getting hurt as well. What do you want to prove to people this year, Keaton Slovis?
Yeah, my goal is just to have the best year for the Pitt Panthers as I can. It's kind of all of our goals as we talk about, you know, leading up to the season, is to have a great year as a team. And again, you know, all those individual accolades and all those individual goals will kind of come with that. So, you know, I'm really proud of the team, the way they've come together, how we're going to come together through the season. And again, we all kind of said, man, you know, we all have a good year as a team. You know, everyone's going to kind of get rewarded because of that.
If there's some Pitt fans who aren't familiar with you, what type of QB are you? How do you sell yourself to the Pitt fans?
I don't know. You got to watch my highlights. No, I really just pride myself on running the offense really well and being extremely efficient. You know, you got to be accurate. You got to make good decisions. You got to make quick decisions. You got to get us the right play call, the right protection. So really, you know, I can always buy some time if I can. I'm not looking to run, but I'm really a passer at the end of the day. And, you know, again, the two things for me a quarterback's got to do is, one, lead, and two, you know, execute the offense. And I think I do that.
Do you feel like you have everything that you need at Pitt to maybe get back-to-back first-round quarterbacks in the NFL draft?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Really been happy with everything at Pitt. You know, everything to me is in place to have a great year. We got a lot of returning players. We got a great system, great staff. Support staff's been awesome. Really have nothing but great things to say. So I think we're poised to have a great year, and really glad to be part of it.
Do you at all focus? I know you're going to give me the quarterback answer. I'm focused one game at a time and what I could control. But do you at all start to think about the NFL and that being a possibility?
No, honestly, not really. You know, obviously that's a goal. That's the dream. That's something you think about, you know, your whole life. But you really do have to look at what's in front of you, because, you know, you can get carried away. You know, I look at last year, you know, those thoughts are definitely in my head at some point. And, you know, you have something happened, you know, during that season that, you know, in your head, you know, and what's going on kind of prevents you from, you know, even taking that next step, because you never even address the stuff in front of you. So, you know, it's kind of reinforced that thought even more so coming this year and having that experience.
Yeah, what did you learn the most from last year? Was it that?
You know, I wouldn't say I was carried away in that. You know, I still had the same thought of, you know, addressing what's in front of you. But, again, you got to be have 2 feet where you're standing. And again, it really just comes back to battling adversity. You know, some things you can't control and some things you can't. You got to control everything you can. In a situation like that, you got to do your best to handle that.
Well, good luck this upcoming year. Once again, we weren't surprised when the announcement was made today, but now it's official. So congratulations on being QB1 at Pitt, and hope the experience is everything that you want. I'm sure we'll check in with you at some time down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks.
You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team.
MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.